A tree sample taken by scientist and Lawnville resident Chris Watson has confirmed that a tree in the area of the proposed Lawnville Industrial Park on the west side of St John is over 400 years old. Watson sent the sample to Ben Phillips, who runs the Acadian Forest Dendrochronology Lab. Dendrochronology is a scientific method of dating trees and assessing the various climatic and environmental conditions throughout their periods of growth. Phillips, also a lecturer in geography and environment at Mount Allison University, spoke with local 107.3 FM about the process of accurately dating the tree and the implications this may have for the proposed development of the Lawnville Industrial Park, as well as the importance of protecting such old growth trees.
I first heard about this from Chris Watson, who's a resident in Lawnville and is a scientist at UMB. Chris had actually bought an increment borer and went out and sampled the trees himself. Took the core and counted the rings and sent me pictures and to prove that there was actually old growth there. And I was pretty shocked by what he found. He then delivered the cores to me. Shockingly, the oldest tree there, I mean, Chris did a great job counting the rings on the bare kind of raw core that came out of the tree. He got 383, and under the microscope, I only found five more rings. So in total, that core has 388 rings present. The sample was taken at 1.3 meters off the ground. That's kind of the standard height that we take cores from trees. But of course, take a core from the bark to the center of the tree at that height, it doesn't get all of the rings because the tree took so many years to grow up to that height. So typically that's between 10 and 20 years. So I'm pretty confident, even though I counted 388, that the tree was probably at least 12 years old by the time it got up to that height, perhaps older. So I'm pretty confident it's over 400 years old. The tree cores, I mean, they look like a long pencil. That's how wide a diameter the increment core is that you take from the tree. So I have slotted mounting boards. I glue them into the slots and I progressively sand them with finer and finer sandpaper until I get a fine polish. So we're not talking furniture level here. We're talking much finer than that. So we have this really nice fine polish, take under the microscope, and then I've got a moving slide system that measures each core to a thousandth of a millimeter. And we can see the individual cells of the tree. So we measure that early wood to late wood series of growth through each season that is a tree ring. And then we have a series of these measurements. So it's not just counting the rings, we're actually measuring the radial growth history of the tree, which then allows us to look back through the tree's lifetime and see when it was growing really well, when it was growing poorly. And then if you do that among the sample of the population, you can have a really good idea what was happening in that forest throughout its history.
So how unusual is it in New Brunswick? How does the age of the tree compare to other trees in the province?
Just to walk off the highway onto a piece of crown land in New Brunswick, you're pretty unlikely to find a tree that's over 100 years old. So to find a tree that's over 200 years old, very unlikely. 300-year-old tree is an extreme oddity in the province. So by the time you get up to 400 or 500 years old, we just have a few. And in fact, I just finished reviewing all of my data just this morning, and I have found there are only three other trees in this province that I have data for that's been collected from my lab over a 20-year period. I only found three other trees older than this one. So this is the fourth oldest tree in New Brunswick, not the fourth oldest spruce, but the fourth oldest tree, period. Now, there could be other trees out there that we haven't found yet, and I'm sure there is, but this makes it the fourth oldest tree in the province.
What does this kind of suggest about the area's ecological value? I mean, is this kind of like an anomaly within this area, or do you know about the general age of trees in that part of the world?
Since settlement in New Brunswick, so we're talking, you know, 250 plus years, there's been a lot of tree cutting, and it's just gotten more intense. And most areas in the province have been cut multiple times, and especially the flat areas. And this area is relatively flat. So that's why I was expecting that the trees would have been cut multiple times. Usually, you only find really old trees in what we call inoperable areas. So, where heavy equipment can't get, or where it was really difficult to get into log in the 1800s when they were doing horse logging. This area has trees that are, there's a handful that are in the 300 to 400 year category. There are, maybe a couple handfuls and over 200 years old, and quite a few well over 100 years old. That patch of forest is very hard to find in New Brunswick. Like, I've only ever found probably five or six patches like that. In those terms of old growth, it's one of the oldest old growth forests we have in New Brunswick. There might be other patches. It certainly doesn't cover the entire proposed industrial park expansion area, but it is kind of in the middle of it.
I mean, is it possible to develop around it without significant damage?
I think that's where people's heads go next, is like, can we come to a compromise here and maybe have like an old growth industrial park that's got a patch or two of old growth kind of interspersed between the warehouses and parking lots. And there may be some compromise, but I mean, this patch of old growth where the old tree is kind of in the middle. It's not off on the corner, so you can't just cut most of it down and then cleave off this little corner. If you cut all around it and just left the old growth patch with no substantial buffer, you're going to have all kinds of heavy equipment, dust rolling in all the time. You're going to probably change the hydrology of the area. You're going to harden the surfaces around that landscape with all kinds of asphalt, with roof systems, so the water won't be infiltrating the ground in the same way. There's just going to be a lot of impacts to the environment unless this tree maintains a large buffer around it. The other thing is, are there other patches of similar old growth in this area? I've visited the area, I visited the old tree, and I sampled a few trees around it, but I haven't gone through the whole area. According to the environmental impact assessment that's been done up to this point, much of it is not considered ecologically important. So probably a fair amount of it is younger forest, but I just don't know how much that old growth is there and what should be done about it until there's more information. Like we just learned about this tree. If you talk to most New Brunswickers, where do you think one of our most significant patches of old growth would be in the province? St. John probably doesn't pop into their minds, right? It's an old city. There's been a lot of industry there for a long time. So we need to take some time to think about what that actually means. Also, the people who did the EIA, people at the province that are responsible for making decisions on this, they're also just learning about this. So everybody needs time to reflect on it, and just gather more information and make a reasonable decision. Right now, we are headed towards this tree being cut down, but we all need to kind of take a step back and take some time to think about this and make the right decision. It shouldn't be me making a decision on this tree. It's up to the people of New Brunswick to consult each other and come up with a good decision. I'm happy to input my opinion into that. Ultimately, the tree should not get cut down. This patch of old growth forest should not get cut down, and there should be some kind of protection put in place around it. How large of a protected part of the land that should be is, that's up for debate. This environmental impact assessment was being conducted without any increment cores and tree ring counting whatsoever, and that's how they missed it. We have probably less than 1% of our forest might be remaining in some form of old growth. So we should be measuring the trees in any of these particular areas, but we also, it's just difficult to recognize old growth because we don't see it very often. When you know what to look for, it looks old, but when you don't, it just looks like a scrubby tree. It's got 400 years of environmental disturbances that are within its tree branch morphology and within its bark and everything. It's seen a lot of storms and ice and wind and insect outbreaks. So you need to be collecting data. I've been working on this for 20 years, sampling trees, so I can put two and two together and say, okay, this is what an old growth tree looks like. This is what a younger tree looks like. But it's taken 20 years of training to really learn that. You do need to sample the trees. And we need a policy that enforces scientists and assessors to actually undertake that type of sampling. We signed an international agreement in Montreal a few years back, Canada did, to protect 30% of land and water by 2030. Here in New Brunswick, we're at about 10%. I don't know if New Brunswick is ever going to reach 30%, but we're certainly a long ways off right now. So any areas that we can find that are in an old growth state or close to an old growth state, I think should be quickly added to our protected areas so we can try to reach those international goals that we've set.
Prior to the discovery of this tree, St. John City Council voted unanimously to proceed with the rezoning to allow the development to take place. This is Ione Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.